We could have a whole bunch of new policies at the federal government level and at the state and local level, depending on where to look at things. So I'll mention just a couple. One is trade adjustment assistance. Glenn referred to that earlier. You know, that's a program that was started in the early 1960s. And as well intentioned as that program is, it's just not designed, and it frankly doesn't have enough funding to speak to the dynamism of the U.S. labor market today. So if you look at the BLS data that Glenn referred to earlier, in recent months in the U.S. economy, over 5 million jobs are destroyed every month in terms of gross worker firm separations. Fortunately, more than that on net are created. So there's about 5.5 million jobs in recent months that got created. So there's so much dynamism in the U.S. labor market every hour that America's open for business that it would be terrific to have a broader, more integrated adjustment program with things like what the president proposed in his current budget of wage loss reinsurance. So there's some things we could do for workers. That's one idea. And then second, Glenn refers to the important impact on communities. Those that have a really concentrated industry mix, when those industries are hit by technological change or international trade or whatever set of forces, that can be a major hit to the tax base, which impacts the schools in particular. So you can imagine a new sort of local tax-based insurance program where different communities could help reinsure each other against those kinds of adverse shocks. And there's ideas that have been kicking around for quite a while in the policy research community. It'd be great to see more attention paid in Washington, D.C. to try to develop and expand these programs.